Grayscale amends Hyperliquid ETF filing to include HYPE staking. Grayscale filed an amendment to its proposed Hyperliquid ETF that adds HYPE staking to the product's structure, according to a Cointelegraph update posted at Aero 801 UTC on May 12, 2026. The change moves Grayscale's filing past simple spot exposure and into the same staking in a fund question the SEC has been working through for proposed ETH products. The amendment lands on the same day a competing Hyperliquid ETF, 21 shares THYP, begins trading, and at a moment when hype-related products are turning into a live test case for how U.S. regulators handle validator yield inside a registered wrapper. The amendment adds yield. Not just exposure, a spot ETF holds the underlying token and tracks its price. A staking ETF additionally posts that token to the network's validator set and routes the resulting yield back into the fund. For Hyperliquid, validator participation feeds back into HYPE distribution, so excluding it from a fund structure would force the product to leave that yield on the table. By writing staking into the filing, Grayscale is asking the SEC to approve a product that does more than mirror price. The prospectus has to describe how the fund stakes, who custodies the staked tokens, how rewards are valued, what happens during slashing or unbonding, and how the fund handles redemptions while a portion of holdings is locked. None of these answers exist in template form for HYPE. Timing against 21 shares THYP launched, 21 shares THYP launched as a spot-only Hyperliquid ETF this week. Grayscale's amended filing now sits in front of the same regulator with a richer feature set. Same underlying token plus a yield pipe. Two readings of the timing are reasonable. The first is competitive. If THYP captures inflows as a spot product, Grayscale needs a differentiator, and staking is the obvious one. The second is procedural. Amendments add complexity, which usually means more comment cycles, not fewer. A product that needs the SEC to bless staking mechanics is rarely the first one out the door. For HYPE itself, the filing is a vote of confidence in Hyperliquid's validator economics being durable enough to underwrite a registered product. It does not, on its own, guarantee approval. SEC posture on staking inside ETFs. The agency has approved spot Bitcoin and Ethereum ETFs and let issuers run those products at scale. It has been more cautious on staking inside ETH products. Several issuers filed to add staking to their Ethereum ETFs, and the approval pipeline has moved in steps rather than a single yes. A HYPE staking ETF asks the SEC to extend that comfort beyond ETH for the first time. The questions are not unique to Hyperliquid, but the answers will set a template that the next round of Solana, Sui, and other proof-of-stake ETF filings will lean on. There is no published decision deadline tied specifically to this amendment, and the SEC routinely uses extension periods on novel filings. The realistic expectation is months, not weeks. Practical reading for HYPE holders. For someone already holding HYPE and earning validator yield on their own, the ETF amendment changes very little in the near term. Self-custody staking continues to capture the full yield and avoids the management fee a fund layer would add. The ETF wrapper appeals to a different audience: brokerage-only accounts, retirement accounts, and institutional pools that cannot hold tokens directly. If approved, a staking ETF would route some of HYPE's yield demand into a regulated channel. That can compress retail-facing rates over time, the same way ETH staking yields have settled into a tighter band as institutional flows grew. Whether that pressure shows up depends on how much capital the eventual product attracts. Markets were quiet on the news as of May 12, 2026, with BTC at $80,113, up 0.1% on the day, and ETH at $2,286, down 1.8%. HYPE was not in the CoinMarketCap snapshot used for this piece. Fear and greed sat at 50 neutral.